KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Today is March 31st, 2025. It is the last day to file your 2025 PFD. And happy birthday to Beverly Rosette. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. For an oyster, gender is more than a matter of genetics. It's also about the environment. Water temperature, salinity, pollution, and other factors determine whether an oyster will be male or female. And a recent study added something new to the list, acidity. The oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb carbon dioxide from the air. Over the past couple of centuries, they've taken up about a third of all the CO2 added to the atmosphere through the burning of fossil fuels. Today, the concentration of CO2 in the oceans is at its highest in 800,000 years. By the end of the century, it could be at its highest in 20 million years. The more acidic waters make it harder for oysters and other creatures to make their shells, and researchers looked at the impact on the sex of oysters. They gathered oysters from the wild and from hatcheries, both in China, and put them in tanks with different levels of acidity. The oysters in the more acidic water spawned about 3 times more females than males. The scientists then placed the new generation in 2 locations in the wild with different levels of acidity. Both groups spawned more females than males, but the ratio was higher in the more acidic waters. Researchers conducted lab studies to understand how this happens. They found that the higher acidity turned on female-producing genes and turned off the male-producing genes. So oysters face one more threat from the world's changing oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is imposing what it calls unprecedented conservation measures to address declines of Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon, which is currently under review for listing under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The department said in an announcement last month that it will be restricting Western Alaska king salmon fisheries, including in Kodiak, Chignik, and Sand Point. Matt Keyes is an area management biologist at Fish and Game Sandpoint office. He says this is the first time the department has used data from one region to trigger management action in another.
And that is unprecedented from managing a fishery based on fish that are not found locally to the systems in the area in which we're harvesting fish.
Sandpoint, off the Alaska Peninsula, is in the middle of the management area known as Area M. And although it doesn't have its own king runs, fishermen intercept salmon that migrate through the region. In recent years, Area M's harvest levels have drawn criticism from stakeholders in Western Alaska, who argue the fisheries reduce local salmon returns. Keyes says genetic sampling shows much of the Chinook harvested in the South Peninsula fishery actually come from the Pacific Northwest. He says the department is looking at ways to try to boost Chinook stocks throughout the Gulf, and additional measures could affect other fisheries.
Everyone that's catching fish is going to bear a little bit of that burden, at least in the westward region.
The current planned restrictions apply only to purse seiners and are only limited to July. But Key says the management plan could evolve based on in-season harvest numbers. The Alaska Board of Game last week approved state officials' request to continue a controversial predator control program in western Alaska. The Alaska Beacon reports that's even though a judge ruled 2 weeks ago that the bear killing program violated the state constitution. The board granted an Alaska Department of Fish and Game petition for emergency action to carry out a third season of shooting bears and wolves to keep them from preying on the ailing Mulchatna caribou herd. In the past 2 years, the Predator Control Program, carried out in late spring and early summer within the herd's range, killed 175 brown bears, 5 black bears, and 19 wolves, according to the department. Board members said on the final day of a week-long meeting in Anchorage that the emergency finding is warranted to help a herd that fell from a peak of about 200,000 in the late 1990s to about 13,000 now. But Nicole Schmidt, executive director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance, said she was shocked at what the department and the board did. She said the Alaska Wildlife Alliance is considering how to respond. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President Trump last Tuesday issued an executive order to reshape U.S. elections. The order, among other things, mandates absentee and mail-in ballots to be received by Election Day. It also requires proof of citizenship for registering to vote in federal elections. As the Alaska Desk's Alona Nydem reports, there's some concern that the changes might disenfranchise voters in rural Alaska Native communities.
Denise Lisick is a poll worker in Dillingham who oversaw early absentee voting there for the last two presidential elections. In 2020, she says it took 10 days after Election Day for the last batch of early voting ballots to get from Dillingham to Anchorage and from Anchorage to the election office in Nome. That's exactly the time that's allowed by state law. She says the new federal voting timeline would be tight for Dillingham, and even tighter for smaller villages that need to get their ballots to their hub community first.
It will definitely disenfranchise smaller rural communities.
Lisek says she saw the majority of absentee ballots cast in the week before the election. If early absentee voting goes until the Monday before Election Day, she says it would be impossible to deliver ballots to the election office by the next day. And an earlier cutoff would mean that some residents have less voting time and less time to decide who to vote for. Jackie Ahanachak-Boyer is from Mikoryuk and works for Rural and Indigenous Outreach Program, which focuses on civic engagement. She says the new regulations might lead to a drop in voter turnout for Alaska Native residents. That number has already been declining over the last few decades.
I think it would be pretty devastating to the rural vote.
In Alaska, mailed ballots can be received within 10 days after Election Day if they're postmarked before that date. The timeline is helpful because hundreds of communities, predominantly Alaska Native, are accessible only by air. Rural Alaska Native villages regularly experience challenges during elections. Storms can prevent planes from coming in and out of the villages for days or weeks, and ballots often arrive late, first to villages and then to an election office. With a lack of volunteers, training, and outreach to residents, polling places sometimes open late or don't open at all, and mail-in votes get rejected. Roya Glowin is the president of the First Alaskans Institute. He says the combination of challenges makes it difficult to count votes from the rural Native communities.
It's just not fair, right? I mean, to exclude an entire population because of where they live in the country and to make it difficult for them to participate in this really important process that is a part of our civil liberties.
In Alaska, eligible residents are automatically registered to vote when they apply for the PFD. Aglowin says that many Native Alaskans use tribal IDs because there is nowhere in their village or region to get a passport or state ID. While the State Division of Elections does not track how many residents use tribal IDs to register to vote, Aglowin says even a small number matters.
Any number of voters that you miss in a community makes a big difference.
Alaska Division of Elections spokesperson Stephen Courage said in an email last week that the division is reviewing the new executive order and will work with the State Department of Law on any potential changes to policies. Although Courage said that at this time, division staff don't know if there will be any impact in Alaska. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And coming up, we have Morgan Wallen with, I don't know what the title is. Anyway, after that, Olivia Oliver Anthony Music, it says, with Rich Men North of Richmond. Excuse me. And then I almost said Mitt Romney, but it's Rit Momney. And that's Put Your Records On. So let's check it out. The Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help, I think is what the title is. Here we go.
Wake up, and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. And it's tax to no end, cause the rich man, cause the rich man. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. But I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't ish, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullish pay.
Your record.
Yeah, up next we have Parmalee with Girl in Mine. After that, Shane Wyatt with She Could Do Better. And then Montgomery Gentry with Ought to Be More Songs About That.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Talk the way you want her to. She won't act the way you'd like. She won't do the things that make you proud, make her special in your eyes. She won't even try to understand. Even though you're always right, you say you think she could do better. And for once I think you've seen the light. She could do better than someone like you, someone who'd never put her down the way you do. She could do better, I hope someday she'll see. She could do better, she could have me. Cause I love the way she laughs out loud, the way she dances in the aisles. All the things that you complain about, that smug look in your eyes. She'll never make you happy, all 'cause you just can't be pleased. So I love her from a distance. Pray someday someone like you, someone who'd never put her down the way you do. She could do better, I hope someday she'll see. She could do better, she could have me.
About family, if you ask me, ought to be more songs about that old man who worked hard all his life. Then Wall Street broke his nest egg, now he can't afford to die. And more songs about forgiving and other things that I believe in, like Jesus and letting him back in. Ought to be more songs, ought to be more songs about that. I like me a good old cheating song in a honky tonk with a cold beer and a buddy. And I like to sing just as I am with a congregation and a little church come Sunday. And I love to dance a slow dance to a love song with my baby and the lights down low. Yeah, but we all know there ought to be more songs about them angels volunteering at the mission, fixing food for the homeless and giving toys to needy children. About those soldiers whose war is never over, who made it home but never quite came back. Ought to be more songs, ought to be more songs about that. Putting in 8 days a week and burning both ends of the
Yeah, next we have Boots On. That's by Randy Houser. And then Jason Aldean with Burning It Down. And then Whiteacre's going to do Trailer Park Pulp Fiction. Not Trailer Park Boys, but Trailer Park Pulp Fiction by Whiteacre. Here's Randy Houser with Boots On.
And I'm tired, damn this knuckle busting, back breaking, no paying job, know where I'm going from here. Hot-headed women, cold beer, kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her, all shucks country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat, with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck, and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans, with that Copenhagen.
Burn. wanna crawl through the dark just to feel your heartbeat against me. I wanna rock it all night, baby girl, will you rock it out with me? I wanna crawl through the dark just to feel your heartbeat against me. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed.
Top strings, baby, did pass on the extra baked beans. I lust you, you lust me.
It's redneck chemistry.
We got checks to bounce, we got an axe to grind. We got me on the bike and got you behind. So buy your mom a bottle, buy your dad some tissue. We got this, we got issues.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, life's a bills on fire. We're gonna turn it up, we're gonna turn it up, we're gonna turn it up. Let's go.
You better run a high, cause you got the leather and you got the touch. You got moves so hot, you make a prison guard blush.
Yeah, got no rules, got no compunction.
Product of good at home dysfunction. Straight off the farm, children of the corn.
Rap total, here comes the storm.
Whoa, oh, oh. Your life's a real storm boy. We're gonna turn it up, we're gonna turn it up, we're gonna burn. Let's go. Whoa, oh, oh. Let's go.
Pink lawn chairs with a plastic palm tree and a big screen TV on parole in the middle of nowhere
until we're there.
Yeah, up next we have Kiss a Girl. That's the Keith Urban piece. And then Kelly Pickler after that with Didn't You Know How Much I Loved You? And we'll have Gloriana with The World Is Ours Tonight.
And it's
It all. I've been to the world. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
All the stars keep on falling around us. We were almost broken, holding on as we felt our worlds collide.
Sometimes all the answers, baby, are right outside your door. Sometimes all that we need is a little time.
There's no going back to the start again. Time will tell us how the story ends. It's so beautiful, we can make it right. The world is ours tonight. The only thing I had is everything to lose. I will lay it all the line for you.
To be here by my side.
The world is ours tonight.
Turn the pages, we'll write another chapter. Be the last one standing. Burn those bridges down and we'll never go back. No.
And taking to the top of the hour, we have a little bit of Jessica Harp with Boy Like Me. And I think there's time for Jamie Johnson with Dreamin' My Dreams.
You've been talking lots of stuff, saying what you gonna do, what do you?
drink until the sun comes up.
Perfectly good chart if we just read it, right?
Yeah, boy, man.